Terrell did a nice job. You know, he came in and threw a couple nice balls. You know, two for touchdowns, both of them to Kreiner. So that was good to see. I thought he managed the huddle a lot better in this game, which was, you know, really an area of improvement that we were looking for out of him. So he's still a work in progress, but I thought he made some strides today. Well, yeah, I think in spurts we've played really well, you know, and I think, you know, you got to look at just like the first two games. You know, you don't want to get too down when you don't get the results that you're looking for as far as, you know, one loss. But we're not going to get too high about this one either. I mean, there's a lot of things that we got to get corrected offensively, defensively, and in the kicking game. But I was pleased with the way the defense came up in a couple adversity situations and were able to stop them. You know, when we got put on some short fields.
Taiwan Jones seemed to really make a case for himself as the primary backup running back. What did you see out of him?
Well, he did some nice things. He was explosive. I mean, he's obviously really fast. He had a real nice run where, you know, they got a little penetration. He cut back and, you know, was able to get around the defense. I mean, that's one of the things that he gives you is, you know, he does have some real speed. And so his ability to get on the edges is good for us.
Moving the ball hasn't been a problem for the first team offense. It's been finishing the drives. Is that a point of concern for us?
Well, it's been the theme for us throughout the preseason. I mean, we've talked a lot about finishing. You know, we were able to finish a drive today down on the goal line. We've got to continue to do a better job and continue to work on that. You know, we're not clean in all three phases right now. We still got a long way to go, but I saw some progress tonight.
Do you think Pryor's big run, 59-yard, loosened him up for the rest of his game, for the throwing, sort of got him?
Yeah, well, I think it made him tired. Listen, anytime you get something positive happen, you know, you get a good feeling and you know, you're able to kind of, for lack of a better term, let your hair down and just kind of play the game a little bit. And I thought he did a better job of doing that today.
What concerns do you see right now with Palmer?
Well, I mean, I think when you look at what we did offensively today, he's been able to move the ball. We've got to finish as a team, you know. One questionable decision on the screenplay, but you know, other than that, you know, I saw some good things out of Carson today.
On defense, what some of the guys who stood out for you and jumped out there in the
Well, you know, it's always hard for me coming right off the field without really getting a chance to look at the tape. You know, I thought Philip Wheeler did a couple of nice things. You know, I thought Matt Giordano, you know, he made a heck of a play on the interception. Was a great play. Unfortunately, it was called back due to a penalty. But, you know, I thought our linebackers overall, I thought they played pretty well.
Mark Houston seemed really active on the inside and that issue.
Yeah, and that's something that we feel like that he can give us. We feel like inside in the nickel defense, you know, he gives us something in there. So, the great thing about him, he gives us some versatility where we can use him outside and base downs and move him inside some in the nickel situation. So, you know, he's had a good camp, and if he continues to improve, you know, I'm hopeful for a good season out of him.
Miles Burris played just about the entire game. Did you see some strides from him?
Yeah, he made some nice strides. He made a real nice tackle there in the second half. You know, he didn't play a lot in the first half because we were in nickel. And he plays on our first team base defense. So really he got most of his snaps in the second half. But every time Miles gets a chance to get out there, it's another opportunity for him to grow. And so the more reps he gets, the better he's going to be. Well, I mean, you know, that's – he's an explosive player, and it really only takes one shot for him. So you got to be on your toes the whole game long as he's in there. And I thought our guys understood what the game plan was going in, and you know, we were able to take Calvin away, and that limits some of their explosiveness on offense.
Did you see the play on Tommy?
I saw a little bit of the replay, but it was hard to really tell, you know, from the replay just how violent or how bad that was.
It is preseason, but what was your assessment of the primary play? I mean, it's pretty good offensive numbers tonight.
Well, I thought he played well. You know, he made the one bad decision on the interception. But, you know, thankfully for us, you know, we got the ball back off of that. And then he comes back and makes a heck of a throw to Kreiner down the boundary and then makes another great throw down the boundary or on a crossing route later in the game. So he made progress today. He's not where we need him to be. He's not where he wants to be. But he made some progress. Just got a sore groin. We'll look at it and see where he's at. But I don't really know any more than that. Well, we'll know more about that tomorrow once we really study the tape. But, you know, I think our guys have gone out and competed throughout this camp. So, you know, anytime you're making these decisions, none of these decisions are easy. They're all difficult decisions. A lot of thought and time goes into making these decisions. So, but unfortunately, that's part of the business, and we'll go about doing that sometime tomorrow.
So it's preseason, but what does win mean to you personally?
I think anytime you get a chance to get a win, it you do nothing but grow from that. And, you know, we talk about creating habits, and you're either creating good habits or bad habits. And today we created a good habit. It's a good habit of getting into winning. And, you know, I talked to you guys before about that's why we play the game, and that's what we went out there to try to do today.
How was Pryor?
Was a lot better. The tempo in and out of the huddle was better. And I think you see the results in the way that we played in the second half. That's where it all starts. It starts with getting the huddle call in, getting up to the line of scrimmage, making the right checks, getting the ball snapped, and running the offense with some tempo. And he did a nice job of that today.
Seems like the battle for the fourth defensive spots kind of hitting up a little bit. Kind of played pretty well.
Yeah. It was good to see Jamie coming back off the injury and play. And so you know, that may be one of those battles that goes right down to the end. So, listen, that's the way we want it. We want competition. We want guys battling, and some of those guys stepped up today.
Any other injuries besides Chadakowski?
That was the only one, really, that of any significance that came out of the game today.
This first half, you brought Darren out of the game. You put Taiwan in. And then you got the red zone, you brought Darren back. Was that because you were in the red zone or the design anyway?
Well, you know, we're going to have to rotate backs. I mean, Darren's not going to take every snap this whole season, so we're going to have to rotate backs. So that was kind of the plan to rotate the backs in. And, you know, like we've said before, you know, when we get down on the goal line, you know, we want to give the ball to our best back and let him punch it in, and we were able to do that today.
So it's because you were in the red zone when he came back, when he came back?
Yeah, that had a little bit to do with it. Was it perfect? No, it wasn't perfect. But I thought we did some nice things from the tight end position. We'll get a chance to really study the tape and really be able to assess how they played. But just looking at it with the naked eye, I was pleased with the tight end position.
Does that do it, everybody? Thank you very much.
All right, guys.